USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is again hammering the Biden administration over the surge at the southern border.
The United States now has an unprecedented 13,000 migrant children in custody. At least one migrant facility hit 729% capacity.
The California Republican also still waiting to hear from the administration regarding his requested meeting. The nation's top health experts are testifying before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives an update on the number of Americans who have been vaccinated.
As of March 17th, more than 113 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered. Over 73 million people have received at least one dose, including 40 million who are fully vaccinated.
USA Radio News.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As illegal immigrants continue to make their way into the country, as many as 3,000 unaccompanied children will be housed at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House needs to answer some questions about setting up these so-called decompression centers.
How long will these children be here? What countries have they come from, and what COVID variants have they been exposed to? Are they being tested for COVID? And if so, how is the administration handling those who test positive?
The children are believed to be mostly from Central America, with one newly arrived child identified as a six-year-old. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Department of Homeland Security also announcing an extension of travel restrictions at the Canadian border in Detroit. The agency says the current ban for non-essential travelers will continue through April 21st. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Some of the nation's top health experts are testifying before the Senate on COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying there are still challenges ahead with emerging variants, but also noting we can counter them with vaccinations and mitigation measures. Dr. Ajis Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells CNN there is optimism regarding having everyone who's in the high-risk category vaccinated soon.
Oh, it's terrific. It is terrific. We did 3 million a day over the weekend, 6 million over both days. I think we're going to get to a point where we're going to be doing 3 million a day consistently. We'll have the vaccines for it. I'm hoping we'll have the distribution set up for it. And that's why I am so optimistic that every high-risk person who wants a vaccine will have at least their first shot by mid to late April.
Climbing to a higher level than expected, Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, says that in addition to the 770,000 new claims reported by the Labor Department, there are also 282,000 new claims coming under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program.
So that gives us a grand total of more than a million new claims just in the latest week. That really shows us that we're still in the midst of this severe economic downturn, at least as it affects the job market.
Hamrick also telling NBC News that we are financially fragile, with many Americans living paycheck to paycheck. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.